Welcome to God Cares for You, a series of radio broadcasts featuring Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches the truth of the Word of God in a simple and understandable way that is easy to apply to your everyday life. Here's Pastor Rory Clark.
You know, when people find out that I'm a Christian and they hear me use expletives like hell or damn, they love calling me out. They'll say, "I thought you were supposed to be a Christian." I say, "I am." And they say, "Well, then, how can you swear?" I said, "Like this, hell, damn." Okay, if I'm being truthful, I use stronger expletives the second time. It's even worse when people find out I'm a pastor. When they see me drinking alcohol, and I'm talking about an occasional glass of wine, they love calling me out. They say, "I thought you were a pastor." I say, "I am." And they say, "How can you drink alcohol and be a pastor?" And I say, "Like this." And I take another swallow. Okay, maybe I'm a bit of a jerk about this, but here's what I know for sure. As a Christian and as a pastor, I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. In fact, I'm going to be resurrected from the dead one day. Resurrected from the dead. When I go to heaven and when I'm resurrected from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ is not going to be too concerned about my swearing or my having an occasional glass of wine. In fact, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23 says, "No longer drink water exclusively, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments." And of course, when I drink wine, that's exactly what I'm doing. Actually, I couldn't resist using the Bible to my advantage, like so many people do when they're calling me out. The people who brought up my swearing and my drinking were calling me a hypocrite. And what I say is they have an amazing grasp of the obvious. They're right. I am a hypocrite. So are they. So are you. And in this program, you're going to learn what the Lord Jesus Christ does for hypocrites. Welcome to the program. Today's lesson, calling all hypocrites. What is a hypocrite? It comes from the Greek word hypokrites, and it means someone who talks from behind a mask. You probably remember what drama masks look like, the smiley face and the frown face. Well, theater actors in ancient Greece used these masks to let the audience know when to laugh and when to be sad. Here's the dictionary definition of a hypocrite, a very good definition. A person who pretends to have virtues, morals, religious beliefs, or principles that he does not actually possess, especially a person whose actions are different than their stated beliefs. So if you saw a Christian who swears or a pastor who drinks, you could easily say he's a hypocrite. However, the Christian way of living has little to do with swearing and drinking. It's actually a supernatural way of life that is much bigger than our sins. In the last few radio shows, we have introduced the two lifestyles offered by God's enemy, Satan: lasciviousness and legalism. As we study the first passage in Romans chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, what is lasciviousness? It is a lifestyle inclined toward open indulgence in the lusts of the flesh, including an insatiable greed and a relentless pursuit of sexual things, or the pursuit of any other things that are obviously not part of God's plan for mankind. And many of those things are illegal things. It's the lifestyle of immorality. What is legalism? Legalism is a lifestyle of smugly moralistic conduct, which is often intolerant of the opinions and behaviors of others. It is having or showing an exaggerated awareness of your own virtue. It is engagement in self-love and self-flattery. It is the thought that you are better than others and that you are due a set of privileges because of it. It's the thought that God likes you because of something inherently good in you. It's the lifestyle of morality. Obviously, those who are calling me a hypocrite are subscribers to the lifestyle of legalism. They see it as their duty to point out what they think are my flaws, my sins. And the funny thing is, pointing out my flaws is something that my God doesn't even do. Psalm 103:12 says this: "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." Am I a hypocrite? Absolutely. Are you a hypocrite? Well, do you talk from behind a mask? Do you ever pretend you have virtues, morals, religious beliefs, and principles that you don't actually possess? Are you a person whose actions are different than your stated beliefs? Of course you are, hypocrite. Whether you are moral, that is legalistic, or immoral, that is lascivious, the Bible pronounces you guilty of sin and indicts your lifestyle in a passage that extends from Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to Romans chapter 3, verse 20. A lifestyle of sin, whether moral or immoral, is a lifestyle that will meet with God's wrath. That could be bad news if God wasn't willing to let you off the hook. So we're calling all hypocrites because that's who the Lord Jesus Christ is looking for. Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 to 13 say this, "Then it happened that as Jesus was reclining at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners," those are unbeliever prostitutes, "came and were dining with Jesus and his disciples." There was nothing worse in Jerusalem than tax collectors and prostitutes. Matthew 9:11. "And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus' disciples, 'Why is your teacher eating with the tax collectors and sinners,'" the unbeliever prostitutes. Matthew 9:12. "But when Jesus heard this, he said, 'It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick need a physician.'" Matthew 9:13, "But go and learn what this means. I, the Lord Jesus Christ, desire compassion and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but I came to call sinners," unbelievers. The Lord invites unbeliever hypocrites to salvation. Are you a hypocrite? If you are, the Lord Jesus Christ wants a relationship with you. As we move on to study the next passage of the indictment, Romans chapter 2, verses 12 to 29, Paul, a Jew himself, is taking on the Jews, a group of legalists. Here's the passage, Romans 2:12, "For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified." Romans 2:14, "For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, do instinctively the things of the law, these, not having the law, are a law to themselves." Romans 2:15, "In that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them, on the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Jesus Christ." Romans 2:17, "But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law and boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of truth," Romans 2:21, "you, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that one shall not steal, do you steal?" Romans 2:22, "you who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?" Romans 2:23, "you who boast in the law through your breaking the law, do you dishonor God?" Romans 2:24, "for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, just as it is written." Romans 2:25, "for indeed circumcision is of value if you practice the law. But if you're a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision." Romans 2:26, "so if the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? And he who is physically uncircumcised, if he keeps the law, will he not judge you who, though having the letter of the law and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law?" Romans 2:28, "for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh." Romans 2:29, "but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. And his praise is not from men, but from God. The end of Romans chapter 1 is an indictment of the lascivious lifestyle. All of Romans chapter 2 is an indictment of the legalistic lifestyle. Paul, a Jew, was selected by the Lord Jesus Christ as the apostle to the Gentiles. Why would the Lord do that in light of the fact that Paul is the biggest hypocrite of all time? That's what makes our God amazing. Sometimes he's so subtle in his instruction that it is mind-boggling. Here's what it says in Acts chapter 22, verses 17 to 22. It happened when I, Paul, returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I fell into a trance. And I saw the Lord Jesus Christ saying to me, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me." Acts 22:19. And I, Paul, said, "Lord, they themselves understand that in one synagogue after another I used to imprison and beat those who believed in you." Acts 2:20, "And when the blood of your witness Stephen was being shed, I was also standing by approving and watching out for the coats of those who were slaying him." Acts 22:21, "And the Lord Jesus Christ said to me, 'Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles.'" The Lord picked a murderer to teach us. Who better to teach us than one who has made every mistake himself? Who better, for example, to teach about marriage than someone who has been divorced 3 times? Failures, hypocrites, make great teachers. I should know. And if you want a perfect teacher, God is your only choice. Human teachers, all are hypocrites. Here's how Paul describes himself in the 3rd chapter of Philippians, beginning at verse 4. "If anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, and many do, I, Paul, should far more put confidence in my flesh." Philippians 3:5, "I was circumcised on the 8th day, as is the custom for Jewish males. I am of the nation of Israel. I am a Jew. I am of the tribe of Benjamin, a special spiritual group. I am a Hebrew of Hebrews. As to the Mosaic law, I am a Pharisee." Philippians 3:6, "As to zeal, I'm a persecutor of the church. As to the righteousness which is in the Mosaic law, I am found blameless." Well, now, Paul, the Jew who was talking to Gentile unbelievers in Rome, turns his attention to the Jews who are thinking similarly to believers in Christ today as they are taught the consequences of sin passage. The Jews are thinking, "This doesn't apply to me." Oh, but it does. Today, we think the same thing. "This doesn't apply to me," but it does. One of Satan's biggest weapons directed at the human race is religion. At the base of all religions is the idea that you have to work for your own righteousness, and that you have to work for your own salvation, and that you have to work to please God. Well, God created a religion too, Judaism, and he created it to demonstrate the fruitlessness of religion. He gave the religion to the Jews, and it didn't give them righteousness. So here is the final passage in Romans chapter 2, verses 12 to 29, in detail. Listen closely. Romans 2:12, "For all who have sinned without the Mosaic law," and that's a reference to Gentiles who are not under the Mosaic law, "will also perish," that is, they'll be evaluated, "without the Mosaic law. And all who have sinned under the Mosaic law will be judged by the Mosaic law." Romans 2:13, "For it is not the hearers of the Mosaic law who are justified by God, but the doers of the Mosaic law will be justified before God. For when Gentiles, who do not have the Mosaic law, do instinctively the things of the Mosaic law, these Gentiles, not having the Mosaic law, are a law to themselves, in that the Gentiles show the work of the Mosaic law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them." Romans 2:16, "On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus. But if you bear the name Jew, and you do, And if you rely upon the law, and you do, and if you boast in your relationship with God, and you do, Romans 2:18, and if you know his will, and you do, and if you approve the things that are essential, and you do, being instructed out of the Mosaic law, and if you are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, and of course you are, and if you are a light to those who were in darkness, and you think you are, Romans 2:20, and if you are a corrector of the foolish, and you are, and if you are a teacher of the immature, and you are, having in the Mosaic law the embodiment of knowledge and the embodiment of truth, Paul has all the religious Jews in Rome shaking their heads in the affirmative. Yes, 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 Paul, that is a perfect description of us. Then Paul lowers the boom, Romans chapter 2, verse 21. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that one shall not steal, do you steal? You who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the Mosaic law, through your breaking the law, do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you religious and phony Jews, just as it is written in Old Testament scripture. Paul is talking to the Jews with a language they know and believe in, the Old Testament. Romans 2:25, for indeed, physical circumcision, the mark of being Jewish, is of value if you practice the Mosaic law. But if you are a transgressor of the Mosaic law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Romans 2:26. So if the uncircumcised man, the Gentile, keeps the requirements of the Mosaic law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded by God as circumcision? Romans 2:27. And he who is physically uncircumcised, if he keeps the Mosaic law, will he not judge you, who, though having the letter of the Mosaic law and circumcision, are a transgressor of the Mosaic law? Romans 2:28, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. Romans 2:29, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart by God the Holy Spirit, not by the letter of the Mosaic law, and his praise is not from men, but from God. Well, whether we are lascivious or legalistic, all of us are hypocrites. And in spite of it all, God loves us unconditionally. Here's Barah Ministries song worship leader June Murphy to sing a song from God's perspective. It's called, When I Say I Love You.
Push you aside. There is nothing good or bad about you that would make a difference in what I have to say. My death has made a way for you to be perfect in my eyes. So no matter what, I'm gonna love you.
Hypocrites, even though we engage in the same syndrome that these Jews of Romans chapter 2 are engaging in, legalism. When we think we have something in our lives that makes us righteous, often we get on a soapbox to convert everyone else so that they'll be just as good as us. That's self-righteousness. That's morality. That's legalism. Isn't it perfect that the Lord Jesus Christ picked the most imperfect, legalistic person of all time to be a teacher? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, going through verse 10. To me, Paul, the very least of all the saints, the least of all the believers in Christ, this grace was given to me by God to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ and to bring to light the dispensation of the mystery, the church age, which for ages has been hidden in the God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God the Father might now be made known through the church to the rulers and to the authorities in the heavenly places. Paul says it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9, "For I, Paul, think God the Father has exhibited us apostles last of all as men condemned to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men." Our lives are to be spectacles to the angels in the Supreme Court of Heaven, who look down on us and witness how we handle God's grace in this age of grace. The Jews, who were entrusted with the oracles of God through the Mosaic Law, didn't handle the law very well. They used the Mosaic Law as a battering ram of self-righteousness, and they misused the trust God placed in them to persecute others when they were unrighteous themselves. God is calling all hypocrites. He's calling all hypocrites to be saved. John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. God the Father loved the world so much, so unconditionally, that he gave his uniquely born Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God the Father did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is not judged. He who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ has been judged already, because he has not believed in the person of the uniquely born Son of God. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to doubting Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through believing in me." Acts chapter 16, verse 31. "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who believes." Welcome, hypocrites, into the arms of a God who is eager to see you be saved.
You've been listening to Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches face-to-face lessons twice a week. For more information, especially on meeting locations, go to the Barah Ministries website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. The God Cares For You radio broadcast can be heard every Sunday from 12 to 12:30 right here on KXEG. 1280 on your AM radio dial.